Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Okay. Rocking and rolling, Animax. We're rocking and rolling.
My mum used to say that. Oh no, it was now we're cooking on gas.
Now we're cooking on
gas. It wasn't rocking and rolling, it was now we're cooking on
that
gas.
That shows our age now. It's just assumed that you cook on gas. Back in the day, it's probably just like you were doing well if you were cooking on gas.
I really like that saying.
Because you probably just had fire before, didn't you?
Now we're cooking on gas. That's what we should call this episode.
Let's bring that back. Now we're cooking on gas.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Yeah, we need to bring that back. I think we should bring back how do you do as well.
That's was lost. That a thing?
Yeah, people used to say how do you do all the time.
How do you do?
That's
what when you meet somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do? Yeah, let's bring it back.
How do you do?
We're cooking on gas.
How do you do today?
Oh, good. I'm cooking on gas. All right, what's the theme of today's podcast, Hannah Max?
We have no theme.
Hannah Magalak. That's a nice...
We have no theme.
We were
originally going to do this podcast about a week ago when we were both going through a real low vibe patch and we thought it might be good to record a podcast when we were actually in that kind of headspace rather than talking about it afterwards, just because it's easier not to sound preachy when you're actually going through the low patch. Whereas when you've kind of come out the other side of it, it's like, oh, you should do this and you should do this. And sometimes it's a bit annoying, isn't it? Hearing people be like, when you feel low, do this. Sometimes you just want to hear somebody else be like, hey, I feel low too. Like, it's
the,
okay.
The only time I put up an Instagram and it has any kind of vulnerability in it, it always resonates far better than something that's just like, oh, I had a lovely day today, or whatever. You know what
I mean?
Here's
my coffee.
I think people like seeing vulnerability because there's so much of that which is hidden away these days with all these filters and kind of, you know, everyone's projecting a life that they're kind of, you know, an ideal life. And when you're actually saying, hang on a minute, nah, I've got all this stuff, but I'm actually a little bit sad right now. It resonates with people, I think, which is good, which makes it important to do.
Yeah. I think the nice thing about doing that is that although it's really scary to do, to kind of put your vulnerabilities out there or admit that you're having a hard time with something, although it is really scary, it also means that other people will feel more confident and brave essentially to share what they're going through.
Yes, right. And I feel like the reason why you don't want to is because when you show vulnerability, you're essentially showing the area of you that is vulnerable for people, because there are people out there who just don't like you and they'll try and find any vulnerability. And you basically just said, yeah, you can hit me here,
yeah,
this is gonna hurt, and then that's all they'll go for.
I think generally speaking though, for people who aren't like social media people, I think I'm just stabbing in the dark here, but I think personally, I guess for me, but I think this is a general thing, when you share something that's vulnerable or something difficult that you're going through, sometimes there can be like a level of shame attached to that. So maybe it's something where you think, oh, everything's in place for me to feel good and I don't feel good and I shouldn't feel like that. And it seems ungrateful that I feel like that. Therefore, I won't tell anyone or I won't share it. So we measure success, a lot of us measure success in terms of like financial success. So if you were to be vulnerable and say, oh, work isn't good right now, there's a level of shame that you might feel.
Yeah, true.
In feeling like, oh, everyone's going to think I'm unsuccessful.
Yeah. And I think that's what's been affecting me, is that we've kind of been in a situation where it has been extremely quiet, like in terms of work, because I guess it was our own fault. Like, we over leveraged ourselves on brand work, so like that was how we'd always pay our bills. Brand work would come in, and then we over leveraged on that, and then it just kind of stopped. and it's not, you know, it just trickled and now pretty much stopped. And we're like, it's, in a way it's a good thing. You have to reframe it and be like, okay, well, that gives me, now I've got to kind of take onus, ownership over this and launch like portrait mode. I've been meaning to do it for ages. I'll launch portrait mode, like that video production company, and I'll just go out there and I'll try and secure work instead of kind of relying on a, on managers to kind of secure work for us and a team. If that's not working, you've got to be like, okay, well, I've got to do it myself.
I think there's always like an opportunity in those kind of times where you feel like everything is going wrong. You can reframe it to be like, okay, what am I going to do about it? Because I think for me personally, I find it, I need like a couple of days to process things and like let myself feel sad or down or whatever. And then I literally have to like be a bitch to myself and be like, no, you're not just going to fucking sit around and do nothing and feel sorry for yourself. No matter what the situation is, you're going to, today you're going to go and do this and you're going to do one thing that's like in the right direction, even if it's one thing.
Yeah, it's kind of how what I'd had to do to myself. I had a couple of days of wallowing, being like, oh God, we're not getting any work in, what's happening to us? Our career's dying, our YouTube channel's dying, everything's dying. And I was just like, oh, you know what, fuck it, Steph, you know, come on. I had to give myself a little bit of a slap in the face and be like, you can put, this is all up to you, man. Don't be a victim. You can pull it back. This is nobody's fault other than yours. You've got to kind of pull this back. And
yeah, and I think also just to put things in a bit more context, like Steph and I just had a couple of weeks where everything seemed to be going wrong. Literally, it was all quite small things, but when you put them together and like mush them up over like a condensed period of like 3 or 4 days, it just felt like, I don't know, it just felt like someone out there hated us. It's, you know,
like
you,
when a minute we were like, oh my God, this has happened, and a phone would ring and be like, oh, you owe this amount of money and you owe this, and then a bill would land on us, like
it
a
was
tax
like
bill or something,
and then like a
parking fine or something, or then like a fence would fall down and everything's like, oh my
yeah,
God,
the
how much
garden
more
gate. The garden fence came down and we were like, oh great, that's going to be expensive.
Yeah, like just one thing after the other. It and was, they're really, you know, I hate it when things are expensive and they're things that you don't like really benefit from. So say like our fence falls down.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not going to benefit from having like another fence covered in a bush. Like I didn't want a new fence.
Yeah.
It would be good if like something broke and you're like, oh, that's okay, because we can replace it with something else that's like better, or I'm going to appreciate more. This is just going to get us back to where we were before. You know, and I hate that kind
me,
of spending.
It was like the weather. I was PMTing anyway.
Injury.
I still have a foot injury, so I can't go and get my like endorphins that I normally get from the gym. I can move in a different way.
You can shuffle.
I'm getting better, but like normally if I feel down, I go to the gym. That's just what I do. And now it's not really available to me. Like there's kind of no point in me being in a gym because all the things that I can do, I can just do at home. Which I do feel still lucky that I found a way of exercising, but it's just not how I want to be exercising.
I get it.
But yeah, it was that and some school stuff going on with both the kids.
A couple of brand jobs pulled out.
A couple of jobs that we were supposed to have secured in pulled out on the same day. And it just all happened over like 3 or 4 days.
And then the bills came flooding in.
Yeah. I'm not saying this because I want anyone to feel sorry for us or I want like pity or anything.
I want pity. Give me pity.
But I just think sometimes it's good to know other people's like little mundane things that are going wrong, because then if you're in that position, you don't feel like you're the only one who's like having a bit of a shit time.
Yeah.
So, and in like in perspective, these are all small things that in the grand scheme of things, they don't matter. Like it's going to be okay. It's not like,
yeah, you're right.
Like we have to just always remember that we're so lucky to be healthy and to have our children healthy.
So in terms of what we're going to do about it, like the first thing was launch portrait mode. That's gone up now. I've got a meeting today with somebody about potential work lined up for that. So I'm going to try and get like 4 or 5 clients on portrait mode. Then what I want to do with that is kind of have a studio somewhere in Bath where we just kind of have our production studio. That's one thing. We've kind of uploaded all of your yoga on demand videos onto your website now, so you can kind of buy them as like £5 like yoga sessions. We're making packages and stuff like that, so we're doubling down on your yoga stuff. We've got what was the other thing? I've been working with a friend of mine who's looking at our, because I'm terrible and you're terrible at it too, like looking at our analytics of like YouTube and knowing what working, what isn't working. So he's going in, he's being like, this type of thumbnail works, this type of copy works, this type of tagging works, stuff that I don't even care, like I just want to create. I don't want to like go in and like looking at data and figures, but he's good at that. So he's gone in now and he's been like, this is the type of thumbnail you're doing, this is the type of content you need to be creating. So but also I think a lot of the problem is that this time of year is very difficult to film in because our house is quite dark. So filming really when it starts to lighten up a little bit, we're out more, we're doing things more, the content's more diverse, you know, more diverse, it's more interesting. When it's kind of winter and raining, you're kind of just moping around the house in the kitchen the whole time. So it's quite much trickier to make stuff. So I guess the stuff in this kind of season goes more introspective. It's a bit more kind of, you know, the cameras kind of face in more rather than outward in within the winter months, and winter months are long. But I'm the same as you now. I'm at the stage where I'm like, do we just sack all this in and just piss off and live in like the mountains somewhere in France and just try and like live a simpler life in the Alps or something like that?
Life.
Because I'm half Irish and my mum's Irish, we can get an Irish passport, which basically means that we can like live, I think, in France without all the kind of the issues that you'd have now with Brexit and stuff like that. So I think it's easy for us to do. So I'm tempted to, and you are as well, just be like, let's just go. We can't sustain it here.
In an ideal world, I'm working on a yoga membership thing at the moment. In an ideal world, I would do that to make money.
With a mountainous backdrop.
Live on the mountains, live such a simple life. Mm. Like, I got no interest in making millions of pounds or anything like that. I just want us to live a calm, simple life. I want to make yoga videos and teach people online. And yeah, that's it really. Just sustain that. Maybe have some chickens.
Yeah. I mean, like the things you romanticize about this type of life, but like after like a year of it, would you be like, oh God, I just want to go to Wagamama's.
But then you get up and you go to work.
Yeah, but there probably won't be any for like 50 miles. But no, it's kind of like a, you know, you think sometimes I've got one life. Am I going to regret making a massive decision where we go and live in, but you got to think about like your kids a lot and their
That's
education
the thing,
and that
isn't
kind
it?
Of stuff.
It's
but
not
Grayson's
just
not
you.
Doing too well at school in terms of his attention span isn't like wincing at cones. This footage is all going to be recorded. I'm not going to cut. So if people, if you wince at me, you're going to, I just wince at me. So
I don't want to talk about that.
No, but I'm like saying he's a square peg in a round hole, isn't he? He's a smart kid, but he's not smart in an academic way. Yeah. A bit like I was. Like he's basically a mirror of me at school.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that kind of makes me more reserved about just like getting up and moving because I want him to be in a place first where he feels like more confident and happier within the learning space. I don't think either of us would be very good at homeschooling.
I think I could do it, apart from I'm a little bit dumb. You know what I mean? I'm not very bright. So if they was like, oh, Dad, I need to do Pythagoras theorem, I'd be like, oh,
Google.
Yeah.
AI.
Yeah.
Teach me how to teach my son.
Yeah. Yeah, AI.
That's not a bad idea. AI. Maybe AI can homeschool. AI. I wonder if they can.
They must be able to by now. Yeah. That's a really good point. I don't know why it's not been talked about yet. I think because AI now has just all of a sudden just exploded. Its use cases are so vast and wide that people are still scrabbling around thinking, oh my God, there's so much you can do with it suddenly that there's almost infinite amount of possibilities that you can do with AI. Like it's passing all the, you know, bar exams and all these other huge like lawyer exams that you have.
God,
and it's nailing them. Like nailing
That's
them.
All, so scary.
Even like medical exams, nailing them. It's just basically going through and just cleaning up. It's basically talking to like this infinitely intelligent being right now. And it just does it's so incredible. And I reckon honestly, it could probably, you could probably say to it right now, plan me a school lesson for today and it would do it. You know, that would be really interesting.
But then how would you, I guess you could ask it, what are the techniques for me to teach a child XYZ?
Yeah. I think, I honestly think we could.
It would be putting that into practice.
Do you think,
so
do you think we
hard.
Should actually genuinely stop dreaming about it and actually just do it? Just be like, sod it,
I would
let's
love
go.
To do that.
Let's just go. Let's just live somewhere.
Do you know
remote.
What the annoying thing about being an adult is that you always have to be freaking sensible. You have to be like, oh, but this might happen and this might happen and we need a backup and we need stability for our kids and stuff. So it's like, if it was just you and I, I'd be like, fuck it, let's just go. Mm. But because we have two young children,
they've got to come first.
They have to. And if it's not the best thing for them, then we shouldn't really be doing it, which is really difficult, isn't it? When it's like something that we're both quite spontaneous people. So Steph and I, once we have an idea about something or once we decide to do something, that's it. Like, it's basically done, isn't it?
Even moving to Bath, within 2 weeks, we had a job with Go Compare or something like that. Yeah. We pitched the job, we'll move to Bath for this job. And they were like, okay. And we were like 2 weeks
I like
gone.
Being like that, though. I don't like sitting around thinking, oh, I might do this or I might do that. I like being like, oh, I want to do that, therefore I'm just going to do it and execute it, you know?
We got to think about, like, where you'd want to live, like, in, like, you know, some... I'd love to live in the mountains somewhere for sure.
I basically follow this girl
on
Instagram.
You want to live in Italy, don't you?
She's moved to Italy.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In the mountains on a farm, and her life, she literally is like the epitome of Snow White. Mm. She basically has like loads of animals. I think she lives with her like partner. Mm. You never see him or her on screen, but she just lives a really simple life and in the countryside with her animals. And I'm like, oh, it looks so nice. But then, I don't know, obviously Instagram is like the best version of
we've got AI now, so that could help with education. AI could also do things like write me a fitness program for today. Like, mm. I've got an hour of fitness, right? I've got no weights, write me a program, and it would do that. Mm. The power of this thing means that we could feasibly now, because of AI, move to somewhere like that and just lean on it for all of the stuff that we need that we don't have around here. Because you always think, oh, well, what about this? What about schooling? What about, you know, with the gym? It can actually help us with all of that stuff. So I think it's something that we feasibly look at. I mean, I know my friend's trying to, you know, convince us to move to Portugal and we should kind of consider that as an option. But when we looked at properties in Portugal, everything I was looking at, I was like, I don't, you know, it's all like tiled flats. And I was like, I don't really like anything here. I want something nice and open plan or something like quite like rustic out in the stick somewhere. I think we should go back and keep looking at it, because really things aren't working for us here that well, are they? Mm. Like, if you think about it, like, things aren't really... You know, we've been stagnating in terms of our career for such a long time. Mm. Things haven't ever kind of gone to the next level. I remember one time we went skiing about 4 years ago, and a guy was came over. He's like, oh, how many subscribers have you got? And I was like, oh, we got about 250,000. And that was 4 years ago. It's not moved. If anything, it's just gone down, like slowly. So I'm like, well, fuck it. Let's just shake things up. Let's just go and do something reckless, like, and just like make this massive decision and go out there and live out there and see what it's like for a couple of years and see how we get on. Kids, when they go to secondary school, is a lot more difficult. We've got a bit more freedom now. They're in primary school, you know. This is the secondary school's far.
I love how you're bringing up this massive life conversation that we need to have in private on the podcast.
Yeah, what we need is somebody like to manage.
I feel
it.
Like I always have to be AI the boring one in the relationship. That's like, I really want to do this. But for this reason and this reason, like, I don't know if we should do this.
But we can even say to AI, we're planning on this big move. Can you give us a plan of action? And it would probably, genuinely, it would give you a plan of action.
I need to make a pros and cons list. That's how my brain works.
We did that when we moved to Bath.
Yeah, we need a pro and con list.
To sack in everything and just go.
Yeah, I just
launched portrait mode.
Like, I worry financially, to be honest. That's like the main, unless we sold our house and then went, but then it's even more of a risk because it's harder to come back if you don't have like base.
Yeah right, it is. So we've got to have a long think about it.
Yeah,
we can feasibly make it work.
My head just feels so busy right now. I'm like,
you need passive income coming in, like just a little bit, like even like to a degree, like with your yoga stuff, with Patreon, that could potentially like just give us enough to kind of survive on. So as long as you've got your kind of enough passive income coming in, you could do it. And I think it would actually inspire better content, because we'd be out somewhere far more beautiful and, you know, doing things like just being in a little kind of dark house in Bath. It's quite difficult to kind of, I don't know, go out there and get that. I'm making excuses.
You are making excuses, which isn't like you.
Yeah, I need to just consult with AI and see what it thinks. I genuinely
AI
do.
For president.
I honestly put an
I shouldn't have got you started.
I put an Instagram
that.
Poll, not so Instagram poll, a Twitter poll out the other day saying, do you can imagine our society being governed by AI? And most people say no, but I think I would actively, after this disastrous government, I would actively campaign for an AI to govern us, because I think it could do it fairer, more just. There wouldn't be any corruption. It would do things like in a completely fair way that's balanced and fair. It wouldn't be like, you know, we've just seen how ridiculously corrupt the Conservative government are, and we're just, this is awful. And it's like, not like we have much of an option. It's like, we've got, most people just won't vote now. They're like, well, there's nobody really to vote for. But I reckon if they throw AI into the mix, what do you think about these policies? AI will come up with the best, fairest policies. It'd be like, yeah, let's
you
do
should
it.
Ask it.
I'm keen. I'm keen for it to be governed by AI, because I'm pissed off at being governed by Etonites for this whole time. Rich kids who just went to Eton. It's like, nah, this isn't right. Let's do it a different way. But yeah, we'll see. I reckon that we're only like sort of 10 years away from that. I was out with my friend last night, and I sort of telling him about ChatGPT, and he didn't even know about it. Nigel, he's like, I don't
know.
What is it? And I was like, you don't know what AI, like this AI thing? He said, no. And I told him about it. He's like, he couldn't believe it. So I sent him all the links today to try it out. And said, look, I'll give this a go. But yeah, it's really interesting. It's almost like saying to somebody like, this is called a wheel. And you, what's a wheel?
Yeah.
It's a round. You know,
I only just started using it a couple of days ago to write me some copy. I was like, oh, I just see like if it's as good as Steph makes out it is. It's freaking amazing. I'm like, but on the flip side of that, I am like, whoa, this is going to put so many people out of business. Once people discover this and it's free, like just even for example, me, normally I would write out some copy, get Steph to look over the copy and then send it to somebody to sub it and like flounce it, make it a bit nicer. And then we'd pay them like a small fee. Whereas now I'm like, oh, great. I don't need to do that anymore. Yeah. I can just send it to AI and be like, help me like make this better.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
And instant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's free. And so straight away, that's like that person doesn't need to be paying them.
Well,
you
for
know?
A while, it will make them far more efficient because they could basically.
Yeah,
but
true.
But that's only until there's mass adoption and then people know about AI.
Yeah.
It's what.
And then do you think they'll start charging
Web3,
for it?
Web3, they'll charge for things like, you know, I wanted to use it to create Tall Tales, which is like kids' bedtime stories. I wanted to use it for a specific case. And then you have to pay for it because you're using it for a specific case.
Okay.
So it will, in certain situations, if I wanted to kind of resell what it was doing, then yes, you would have to pay for it that way. So that's how it's kind of making money. But yeah, it's just blowing my mind. It's totally going to wipe out a lot of people, especially with it's not going to wipe out artists. And that's one of the first things it came for.
Can it create video content?
It's around the corner from that right now. It can script you video content.
Actually, I asked for help with some Instagram copy yesterday. It's the first time I've ever done it. And I didn't word it right when I asked it to make me copy. And it thought I meant to like plan an Instagram video. And it literally planned the whole thing. It told me what shots to get. It told me what to say over the shots.
Wow.
Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised, obviously, because that's not what I asked for in the first place. But I was like, whoa, like now I know it can do that. But then that's kind of scary to me, because that's essentially what some brands do come to you for is your ideas and your thought process.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, you know, like AI is doing a better job than I am, you know.
Well, it's like you would use it to lean into for the heavy lifting work, and then you would go in and fine tune what people really
make
pay
it more
for.
Personal.
Like what brings a video to life when you're making a video is the fine tuning. But yeah, so that's what it'd be useful. But it's just it just blows my mind, especially with the image stuff that I just put up on Instagram today, like for several images that I used to render of like zombies and a witch and just a girl standing like in golden hour. And my God. And then I got it to write the copy. And then I got it to write the copy in the style of Joe Rogan's voice, and it did it perfectly. And I'm like, this is fascinating. Like,
do you know what terrifies me about it as well, though, is that this is just the beginning. It's like, do you remember when we were younger and the internet first came out?
And
the dial-up
really
internet came out, and everyone was like, whoa, this thing, the internet, like, have you tried it yet? And like, I feel like we're basically there, but with AI, and it's just crazy to think, like, even in 5 years' time, like, what is the landscape going to look like, you know?
We got taken out, our little web design company got taken out by Web2, because suddenly they had all these sites like, you know, Squarespace and you know, all the WordPress sites came out. And they basically meant that you didn't need a web designer who knew code anymore. You could just do it yourself on your kitchen table. So it took out our business almost like within a couple of months. Everything. We were just like, we can't compete with these people. Because when clients would come to us and say, I want this website, you'd be like, well, I could charge you $5,000, or I could just tell you about this website here.
Yeah.
And we were too, like, we didn't want to, like, not tell them about you know, so we would just tell them, like, you can do this yourself. And eventually our business kind of went down and we were like, oh, this hasn't worked. So we had to go off and do other things. But it's the same way in, like, you know, we just have to adapt and move into a different area. Mm. Now we're in video, whatever.
I think sometimes it's nice in a way, though, to, like, because it stops you from getting lazy as a creative person. It's like, okay, well, this isn't really working anymore. How can I pivot? What can I do that I'm excited about? What can I do that I've wanted to do for a long time but put off? How can I make it work? You know, and it just forces you to move into a different space. So it's all like opportunity for growth, but it's how you frame it, because it's easy to just sink into that, like, oh God, what am I going
to
do?
But this is the fascinating thing about it. You can literally say to it, write me a business plan for this idea that I have, and it'll write it to you. You can say, write me That's a content, mad. Write me a content plan for the week for my Instagram. It'll write your content plan for the week for Instagram.
Does it? The power of it.
I might use that.
Do that.
This is how crazy. You can literally open your fridge, take a photograph of what's in your fridge, and it will look at what's in your fridge and write you a menu of what you can make out of the objects in your fridge. Yeah. Honestly, you could
get. Oh my God, I'm going to do that too.
It can write you.
I was literally
legal
just thinking,
and
oh God, I don't know what to cook for dinner tonight.
Yeah, it's just bonkers, and we're like you said, we're looking at the early primitive steps of something that's just going to change everything. And
I wonder
this
if
is why,
I could
this
use
is why
it
this...
to because I want to do my membership, my yoga membership. I want to have a nutrition section, and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to, like, because I'm not trained in nutrition, and I want it to be professional. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to find a nutritionist.
It will do
talk about
you.
Developing recipes and what I want them to target and stuff, and then pay the nutritionist, and then do the whole like PDF. thing so that people can access it. But so what you're telling me basically is that I can get AI to design me a menu, weekly menu.
It will spit one out for you in a few seconds. If you just tell it what kind of menu you want, I want it to help. I want it to have iron in it. Whatever you want to have to help with fatigue or whatever. Can you create me a menu to help with fatigue? It will know how to create that menu.
That's
spit out a menu
so
instantly.
Crazy.
Yeah. So a lot of people are very scared right now.
I'm totally going to do that because I was thinking I've got to go through this really long-winded process. And now I'm like, oh my God, I can literally just ask AI and it will do it for me in like, what, maybe it will churn it out in like 2 or 3 minutes?
Like, it's like, imagine if somebody walked into the room and somebody told you this person is basically like a god, and anything you want,
AI is
it will help you with that thing. So whatever you want to do, whatever you want to know, it's there and it will help you and it will guide you through it. You'd be like, wow. And that's literally what it is. It's like somebody stepping into your life.
Can you just ask it questions?
Yeah, so people have philosophical debates with it all the time.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah, because at the moment...
I'm like, I got some philosophical questions that I don't know where to go ask.
It's been quite... people have kind of been testing it in terms of its political leanings.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're obviously testing it because that will become a story. So they were doing for a while, there were stories popping up. People were saying to it, write me a poem about, you know, like a black person, and it would do it, like write a really nice poem. But then you'd say, write me a poem about a white person, and it wouldn't do it. And then people were kind of calling that out, saying, why is it, you know, what's going on here? So it's still in flux in terms of how it's...
Okay.
Because when it comes to like the cultural and ideologies, it's really murky waters.
Yeah, yeah.
And for it to navigate that when everyone's so like, you know, entrenched in their opinions on different sides of the political spectrum, I can imagine that's where it's going to be like struggle the most with people trying to test it and see where ideologically where it is and what it's thinking about things. It has to be very much nonpartisan about any of
it's
that
so
stuff.
It's so weird the way you word that, because you're like, what it's thinking about things, like it actually thinks. I wonder if we'll ever get to a point where AI is teaching, like children.
Why is that flashing red? Oh, it's too. My camera's gone hot. Apparently, you wonder why it's. You wonder if it will ever be teaching kids. Hold
like
on one second.
In a classroom, if there'll ever be instead of
a
teacher, if it will be AI.
I'm going to stop this camera for a sec just so I let it cool down.
I'm getting hangry, by the way.
Oh, should we wrap up then?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap up because the camera's going to blow up and overheat in a second. Yeah, okay, well,
And we're about 20 minutes away from me being an entirely different person.
We literally are, aren't we? Yeah. Okay, all right, cool. Well, thanks very much for listening to our podcast or watching or however
ramble.
You consumed it, for stuffing it in your ears. And go and check out chat.openai.com and have a little chat with AI. Let me know how you get on. And we will see you for our next podcast.
See you soon.
See you soon, guys. Bye. And thank you so much for getting to the end of our podcast. Thanks for pushing through. I know it was hard at times, but you got to the end, so give yourself a little tap on the back. If you could be so kind as to subscribe. Oh, yeah, I can talk. Subscribe to our channel and hit that little bell icon so you're notified. You know the score. You've heard it before. If you fancy joining our Patreon, then the links are in the description or in the show notes, and we'll chat to you for our next podcast, which should be very soon. So hold tight. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.